וישלח יעקב מלאכים
לצפונה ולעשו ואוכיב ארץ ישראל אדום. So Yaakov sends the Malachim, and Vayitzav Hashem L'Malachos Shem L'Adoni Vayitzav Ko'omar Avdecha Yaakov Im Lo Vagarti V'Rachar Edato. So apparently he's trying to appease Esav. So what exactly is the appeasement by sending these Malachim, etc.? So the Sefer Yitav Lev of Sigit, he says a novel approach to what was going on in the Shlichus HaMalachim. So he says, he quotes first, he says, Al Pima Shekosov Haber Mayim Chaim. Parshas Ekev, Chernovitz, Ber Mayim Chaim, Parshas Ekev, on the pasuk V'Noshal, next page, for Hashem Elokecha Tzagoyim Ha'el Mipanecha Ma'at Ma'at, V'Suchal Kolosim Poher Pentir Ba'alach HaKayas HaSoda. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get rid of the Goyim a little by little. So what's this idea of little by little? So says this the Yitav Panim in the name of the Chernitzer, Yodea Asher Ora Kedusha Boel Odom Milamato Tzorach Lovo La'at La'at. Whereas whenever there's Kedusha and one is taking in Kedusha, if there's too much Kedusha that hits you at once, then you're going to be overwhelmed. Like if you try to take upon yourself too many things at once in Kedusha, you're going to just be overwhelmed and you're going to lose it all. So Mamela, you see, when Hashem was taking the Goyim away from Eretz Yisrael, so that was the Koach HaRa, Koach HaTumah, so Mamela, there was more Kedusha seeping in. But if he would take away the Goyim all at once, then they would sort of get like a big dose of Kedusha all at once, and that would be too overwhelming. So that's what it says, Noshem Hashem Elokecha Ma'at Ma'at. That the Tumah is going to go away little by little, the Mela, the Kedusha will seep in little by little, so it won't be overwhelming. So he says that that's pshat over here in the psukim. It's because, you see, Yaakov, we know, the Chazal tell us from the Zohar that the tzur of Yaakov was chokuk on the Kisei HaKavod. Tikune Zohar, the next paragraph on page 3. Shufrei the Yaakov made Shufrei the Odom HaRishon. That the image, the beauty of Yaakov was like Odom HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon is mamish, the direct creation of God. So Yaakov was afraid if he appeared to Esav, he himself, not just sending Malachim, but he himself appeared to Esav, Esav would be knocked away. Meaning because the Kedusha emanating from Yaakov would be so great, then Esav couldn't be sober of such a thing. So that's what Vayishlach Elov Malachim, he says, first I want to send him, because he wants to show Esav, he's not trying to kill him. If he tried to kill him, he would show up himself, and that Kedusha would be so overbearing, that would knock the socks out of him. It would knock him down. So he's saying like this, first I'm going to send you Malachim, in other words, Yaakov is greater than Malachim. He was Tachas Mamish, Tachas Kisei HaKavod. So first I'm going to send what? Malachim. So this way, you can get used to Kedusha. And then, Yaakov himself will appear. After you get used to level A, then you can go to level B, level C. But if you start at the highest level right away, if Esav would see Yaakov right away, then that would be too overwhelming. Just like the turn of it, it says, that the Koach HaTumah is going to be diminished a little, little, not all at once. You can't do it all at once. And that's a very big yesod in life. Sometimes people, especially young people who have a lot of enthusiasm and want to become great and want to do right things, and they take upon themselves, you know, too much at once. They want to do this chumrah and that chumrah and this. And then, in the end, some people, you know, took upon themselves too much. In the end, they give it all up. You see that sometimes. People take upon too much, and they're all at once, and therefore, it's overbearing, and then they self-destroy. So that's what Yaakov is saying, that I'm going to send Malachim. In other words, he wants to show to Esav that he's not looking to destroy him. So what does he then say, Lavan Garti? What about love? So what is he saying? So he says an unbelievable shot. There was Esav Ketreina, but Lavan was also no great shakes with Kedusha. And you appear to Lavan, so what do you mean you can't appear to me? You're afraid it's going to be overwhelming? What about Lavan? You appear to Lavan, and he seemed to handle it okay. So I'm like, Lavan, what's the problem? So he says, the Yitav Lev, an unbelievable thing. Shalom Yiksha Be'enah, five lines from the bottom of the first column, page 3. Shalom Yiksha Be'enah, we made Ma Lavan Harami, Shayekamo, Birushoso, Lonis Batel, the Matsias, because Dusha, Pun of Shal Yaakov, Zehikdim Lahateris. He Lavan Ba Pla Gufa, below Isha, below Bonim. Shifte Kod. In other words, Yaakov saying, you know, by love, don't bring a riot from Lavan. With Lavan, I wasn't on such a high madriga yet. Because he's not saying it as a gaiva. He's just saying the Matsias, that Yaakov was on such a high madriga, but when Lavan, he came, he wasn't married yet, he didn't have a family yet, so he didn't reach that madriga yet. So Mamela, as lo ya lo tor part of sheish lo ata, she have a base Lavan esrim shona. So he says, so therefore, by Lavan, you know, it wasn't so great, and he was there a long time. So Lavan, you know, got used to the Kedusha. The Echaradata, meaning I was there a long time. First of all, I didn't come in with such a high level of Kedusha, and I was there a long time, so Mimela, he got used to it. And Mimela, that's how he was able to cope. So that's what, right away, he's saying, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, and he's sending the Malachim, and he's saying, but the reason I'm sending the Malachim is because I like you. I want to befriend you. I don't want to destroy you, or else I'd come up myself. You'll tell me from Lavan? No. In Lavan Gartiv Arata. Lavan was a different situation. Because Lavan, I wasn't coming as Yaakov with the great Kedusha yet. And Vaecha, I was there for a long time, so he was able to get used to me. And that was the Yisod that is being said. So the idea that the Yitav Lev is saying is that if you want Kedusha to last in you, if you want it to be lasting, so you can't have it all come at once. And that's especially important for young people who have a lot of energy and a lot of ratzon and very idealistic, to have, you know, to discuss if they want to take upon themselves things that they don't see everyone in the street doing. You know, you need hadracha, you have to rebbe, you ask to know, is this something I should be doing? Am I ready to be doing this? Or I'm not ready to be doing this? Maybe, you know, right now not, but maybe in 2 years from now, yeah. You know, you have to have, the Kedusha has to come upon you gradually. Now there's the famous pasuk of this week's parsha, by Yevaser Yaakov Levado, Ve'yavik Ishimo Adalos HaShachar. So this is the Yaakov and the Malach, but Rashi says that Yevaser Yaakov, where was Yaakov alone? Shochach Pachim Kitanim. And then he says, Shocheni Ki Olo HaShachar, So what's going on here? What does it mean, Shachediki Allah HaShachar? So the Zohar HaKadosh, on page 13, quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. On page 11, Nizos HaNishkofa Kamo Shachar, Yofa Kalvana Baruch HaKham HaYuma HaNigdolos. So what's the idea? So he says, so the Zohar Kodesh says, Nizos HaNishkofa, this is referring to Klal Yisrael. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them out of Golos, Yiftach Lom Pischus Dehore Tekikzir, Yiftach Lom Pesach Sha'or Rak Dach Kotam. Whereas when we take him out of Golos, it has to be very slowly. He's going to open them a little bit of ore, then a lot of ore. But it's not going to be all at once. And that's what it means. And then he quotes that ma'at ma'at agashenu mipanecha. That it's going to be ma'at ma'at. That idea, shalcheni ki Allah shachar. So it's going to be like shachar. Meaning, like when it gets, you know, light in the daytime, so it doesn't get light all at once. You know, you have a little bit of light, then more light. So that's Shalcheni Ki Olah Shachar is referring to the, you know, not only as the personal triumph of Yaakov in the Malach, it's also referring, as Rishalgot was saying before, it's referring to the Geula of Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael in the future. And it's going to be like Shachar. And Shachar means it's going to be gradual, just like what we were saying before. That you can't have all the light come at once. Well, when it gets in the morning, the light doesn't all come at once. It takes till Chatzos Hayom for all the light to come. You have a little bit, Alos HaShachar, then Neitzachama, then more and more. And that's what it means. Shalcheni Ki Olah HaShachar, that the Geula of Yaakov from the Malach is going to be like the Geula of Klal Yisrael, which is going to be what? Is going to be gradual. It's going to be gradual. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya at page 15 says, quotes a Chazal which is also similar thing. Take a look before the Rabbeinu Bechaya in the page 16 of the Daz Akeinim. We learned the first Tosis in the Masechta, right? What did it speak about? Beis Chabad. What's the Beis Chabad? An olive press. So the Pashup Shat Levado means Yaakov is alone, but the Daz Akeinim teaches Levado. First of all, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya, Labado Lakado, Tavar Acher, Loshen Beis Chabad. He was going to the Beis Chabad. That's where we are. What do you get in the Beis Chabad? That's where you get the oil. I mean, this is the oil of the Shemen of that was passed down from generation to generation, and ultimately was the Pach Shemen that was found on Chanukah. And that's the Sifsei Kohen. That's called the Shach al Torah. Nothing to do with the Shach that we know from Yerodeah and Tosha Mishpat. It's one of the Talmidim of the Arizal. And the Rabbeinu Bechai also, Lebado Lekado. Kado is the Kad Shemen. And we know that the Sifsei Kohen says that the Kat Shemen was the same Shemen of the Shemen HaMishcha, which was the oil that they anointed the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk by the Shemin HaMishka in Parshas Kisisa on page 18, it says Shemin Mishkas Kodesh Ze Li L'Dorosechem. And Rashi in Chumash says L'Dorosechem Shekula Kayim Losid Lovel, that this Shemin is going to last forever. And that's how the Gemara says in Horius, and the Sefer Kava Yosher brings it down, that this Shemin is the Shemin that was used throughout the generation, this Kad Shemin, and ultimately is the same Kad Shemin from Chanukah. And it was the Shemin HaMishcha. But, so whatever that means, but the point is that the Shemin is a lasting Shemin. Is a lasting Shemin. The Sefer Tiferes HaLimara quotes this as well. It's a lasting Shemin. And I think the idea being that what's the idea of Chanukah? As we know, Chanukah on page 26, we know the Bachlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but we passing like Beis Hillel, that we go up gradually. First night, one candle, two candles, three candles, we go up gradually. Because if we want something to be lasting, it has to be gradual. You know, like sometimes you have somebody who's a Baal Tshuva overnight, and he became so firm, and he took upon everything, and then, but it wasn't gradual, and then a year later, he lost it all. Because he went too quickly, too quick, too soon. And the idea of Shemin Chanukah is the Shemin of the Shemin HaMishcha, which is Li L'Dorosechem, something lasting L'Doros. Because like, we have this same Shemin from Yaakov Avinu, Vayivasa Levado LeBeis Habad. Because to be last, and so this Shemin is a lasting Shemin. And the Musar of Chanukah is if you want something to be lasting, it has to be what? It has to be Bahadraga. Just like Yaakov says to Esav, I'm not going to show you my face right away, because that's going to be too much at once. And that's what the Chernovitz says. Ma'at ma'at agashen bipanecha. It's a little at a time. And I think also one could say, bring the Ramban on page 27, Ramban al Torah, that says we know that Chazal say that Aaron was a little had chalishas hadas, that he wasn't involved in the korbanos hanesiim. And Hashem says, no, you'll get something better. You'll get the neiros hamenorah. And the question is, why is that better? And the Ramban says, because the neiros hamenorah lasts throughout all the generations through the neiros of Chanukah. So it's a lasting. So Chanukah represents the idea of something lasting forever. And because Chanukah is that idea of Hadraga, one, two, step by step. And Rav Shmuelke Taubenfeld on page 28, he quotes from the different Svarim, the question that Kol HaPurim, it says, Kol HaModim Yubatelim. It's the last Rambam in the end of Chanukah and Purim, except for Chanukah. And he says, "Kumokin Chanukah lo, except for Purim, Kumokin Chanukah lo yisvata losid." Something special. But at least for what we're saying over here is that that's the idea, because Chanukah represents this notion. Oh, but now let me share you another beautiful idea. The pasuk says, that Yaakov met up with Esav, and they were going together, but what page is that? Anochi Esnal Aliti? Is it in the packet here? The punchline of the shir is that Yaakov tells Esav they're going together, and page 10, and Esav wants to, you know, is it page 10? No, it could be, no, it's page page 8. Niso v'neilecha ve'elcha negdecha. Right, we'll go together. So Yaakov responds, "V'yom me'elav adoni yodek yelodim rakim v'atzon v'abaka alosu v'advochim yom echad v'meisu kol atzon yover na adoni v'flei avdo v'ani esna l'aliti v'regel ha'melocha." So I remember several years ago I was in at an Ofrof. It was Yonah Perswarsky's Ofrof in Kew Gardens Hills, and Rav Belsky was there for Shabbos, and he spoke. It was Parshas Vayishlach, and one of the things that he said was, what's this dialogue between Yaakov and Esav? He said, Esav says, let's go together. So Yaakov responds, you know, when you go quickly. When me and the kids, we take slow steps. Vanias nala li'iti. We take slow steps. We take it step by step. You go ahead. You rush ahead. We can't keep up. Yomano adoni lefnei avdo. You rush ahead. Because that's the mahus of Esav. Esav means it's all done already. Yaakov is from the Akev. It's the heel. It's a, from the beginning. It's a process. Ani esnala li'iti. I'm going slowly, step by step. I can't run like that. You run ahead. You're quick. You Esav, you're quick. Ani esnala li'iti. And that's the yisod of the chinuch. That's how Rav Belsky said over. Oh, but this year I saw to bring it even better, to even be mosif on what Rav Belsky said. I saw in one of the quoted from one of the Chassidish Svarim. Because what's the lashon here? V'ani esna la li'iti l'regel ha'malacha asher lefanai u'regel ha'yilodim. So listen to this unbelievable thing. In the and the Ateres Tzvi, the Zichrova. He says an unbelievable thing. What's the regal hamalacha, asher lefanai, the regal hayiladim? Shemati mipe kodesh, chosni shomer, pasach ani esnal liti, the regal hamalacha, the regal hayiladim. She regal hamalacha him haragolim asurim b'malacha. Regal hamalacha is a remez to the shalosh regalim, that there's an issur malacha. But what is regal hayiladim? It says regal hayaladim is the small regalim, like a yelad. That's Tuba'av, Chanukah, and Purim. That's the regal hayaladim. That's the smaller regalim, so to speak. There's the regal hamalacha, there's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which is the regal hamalacha, and then there's the regal hayaladim, the little regalim, the Chanukah, the Purim, the Tuba'av. So you see here, a remez in the pasuk for Chanukah is the regal hayiladim, and I think so. Based on what we said before, it works in beautifully, because we said before that Chanukah represents this idea of ma'at ma'at agashenu mipanecha. Even if you hold like Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai speaks from the way some explain them the sur meira aspect, but it's ma'at ma'at agashenu. The koach hara has to diminish ma'at ma'at, like the chernovitza and Beis Hillel. So Tosefes Kedusha is ma'at ma'at, and that's what we do. One night, one candle, two candles, even like Beishame, 8, 7, but it's ma'at ma'at. It's la'at la'at, and that's the regular. And that's what Rabdowski is saying, is in that pasuk of Anochi Esnala Le'iti. That's the regalim, or even the regal. You know, Aliyah the regal, you do by your foot. You take one foot after the other foot. It's Aliyah the regal, and a regal also. There's ma'at ma'at, there's la'at la'at till you get to Yerushalayim, and when the regal hayiladim are the smaller regalim, and that's the idea of Chanukah, of Anochi Esnala Le'iti, and that's the message that Yaakov sends to Esav. I'm going to send you malachim because I can't give you the full dose at once, and that Rabosai, and everyone needs in life. You know, someone who could, you know, more derech. A lot of times people, you know, think they're too smart and they know on their own. And of course, you have to make ultimate decisions on your own. But a lot of times you need someone to help give you hadracha So this way you can know when to go the next step. When are you ready for the next step? What should be the next step? And I have in my sefer the idea of the pasuk achas limshol cheshbon. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, pruto is over the cheshbon gadol, and that's why Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Nefana v'tanochi esnalo liiti. It's Esav is running. We don't run. We go slow. But in the end of the day, if you go slow, it'll be li l'dorosecha. It'll be lasting. It'll be like the Neiris Chanukah are lasting. A lot of times people, it's also learning. They want to learn quick everything. In the end, they don't understand anything and they forget it all. If you go slowly, step by step, you'll see in the end you'll know more than the people who are so-called going so quickly. And Anokhi Esnal Aliti, but if you do it in a constant basis, not the atlas, but to understand, go slowly, make sure you know what you're talking about, and in learning, in life, and then you can ultimately reach high madrigals.